New security measures on airlines include careful bag screening and searching passengers more thoroughly. And there's a bill making its way through Congress that would allow pilots to carry guns in the cockpit. Commentator Hollis Gillespie is a flight attendant. Recently, she and all of the other flight attendants at her airline went through 2 days of training to learn how to deal with terrorists who might try to take over one of her flights.
The other day, I learned how to kill people as part of my job. Not as a matter of course, mind you. I don't want to hurt people, just those who are evil and have it in their head to kill me or my passengers. But that's not really the point. The point is that I'm being trained to be a badass by the same company that hired me for my servile nature and my nurturing disposition, which are qualities that took me a long time to learn how to fake, by the way. This same company used to weigh me every month to make sure I stayed petite. Now they are teaching me techniques to incapacitate an armed man 3 times my size. Cool. I always knew I was tough. For example, when I was 8, my sisters and I were accosted by bullies on our way home from the county fair, where I had excelled at a carnival game by throwing baseballs at stacks of dolls. I won a stuffed snake, the kind with glued-on eyes and a wire inside so it could bend. The bullies tried to take it from me that day, but instead I thwacked the boss bully upside her head with it and ran away while she stood there stunned and gripping her own ears. Her 2 minions took off after me, but it was one of the few times in my life when I couldn't be caught. It's a great recollection, but I fear the next time I'm threatened I'll have more at stake than a stuffed snake. Hence the training. My friend Grant tells me I have issues. He thinks I'm too enthusiastic about my training. Issues, honey, he says. He might be right, because I have not felt secure in a long while. Looking back, I realize even when I clouted that bully with my carnival prize, it only facilitated my escape and not my sister's, who were left behind to be terrorized. I always felt bad about that, and today I figure there's no point in protecting myself unless I can protect others. And now it's even part of my job. I spend a lot of time hoping I can pull it off if I have to. I want the passengers to be safe. I want everyone to be safe. And until that happens, I guess I will always have issues about security.
Hollis Gillespie writes for The Atlanta Weekly, Creative Loafing.